Shane McMahon versus The Undertaker isn't going to work. Undertaker is in great shape, yes. Shane McMahon is 46. Hasn't wrestled in a really long time. He's not the risk taker he used to be. We don't even know what he is anymore. He's been out of action for a really long time. Fans deserve much better than this. Undertaker WrestleMania is supposed to be all about spectacle. Showcase of the immortals. The guy is immortal. His legend precedes him. People will be talking about The Undertaker the same way people still talk about Buddy Rogers and Bruno Sammartino and Gorgeous George and Gorilla Monsoon. He's one of those guys. This could possibly be one of Undertaker's last matches. It could be his last match. We don't know. So why would you take the risk, especially with no Sting, with The Undertaker having a dud as his last match? The WWE has made a ton of mistakes over the years. Things like never really having a, well, not never really, never having a Bret Hart-Hogan match, never having a Hogan-Flair match at WrestleMania. Lots of small mistakes along the way. So there's an easy way to fix this year's WrestleMania as far as Shane McMahon and Undertaker go. Put Shane McMahon in the corner of somebody and let that person fight The Undertaker. That person needs to be AJ Styles. The reason why I say it must be AJ Styles is because no one wants to see Chris Jericho and AJ Styles again at WrestleMania. Their matches have been great. They could tear down the house in a 25-minute match. Absolutely. But it's more of an opening match. There's no title on the line, no nothing. So what better way to put Styles over with fans than put him in the ring with The Undertaker, have him kind of holding his own, but have him turn heel at one point, and have all of these guys that people have been saying have been coming over for quite some time, Doc Gallows, Carl Anderson, why not bring the Bullet Club to WWE at WrestleMania? I know there's been talk of it possibly happening the day after WrestleMania, but why not have the night before have Finn Balor lose the NXT title to Samoa Joe? That would make Triple H happy. Triple H likes those big, dominant guys as champion, as Kevin Owens is Reign, and, you know, some of the guys he's had as champion in NXT over the years, you know, kind of tells us. But Samoa Joe as NXT champion is pretty awesome. Opens up the floodgates for a bunch of new matches. Sami Zayn versus Owens is going to be awesome. NXT has a whole bunch of up-and-coming guys that are ready to kind of take the load. You got Apollo Crews, a bunch of guys. So why not let Balor get that opportunity? Why not give Balor the opportunity to come to the aid of AJ Styles with Doc Gallows, with Carl Anderson, in one way or another, and just destroy The Undertaker? And have them put up those little wolf hands and celebrate. And then have Shane McMahon be the guy that say, you know what, you guys haven't been using anyone properly. He said it already. He's using the words of the internet wrestling community the best way that he possibly can. The internet wrestling community wants the Bullet Club in the WWE in one way or another. Regardless of the name, they want this group together. It doesn't matter what they're called, but if you have Carl Anderson, Doc Gallows, AJ Styles, and Finn Balor as a faction, pissed off, taking names, and the first name they take, the first name they go for, is The Undertaker, that would be too sweet. And then the next night at WrestleMania, at the Raw, the first Raw after WrestleMania, you have them start a feud with the Wyatt family. So basically, you'll have them as these bad dudes that everyone loves. The Wyatt family has been poorly booked for basically a year now. So putting them in the ring with those four guys would be awesome. And see, this is the thing. The Bullet Club, I know a lot of people that don't watch wrestling in Japan think that the Bullet Club is this bootleg NWO. It's absolutely not. Think of it as, like, the Four Horsemen with leather. The Four Horsemen with a little bit more bulls. And they're actually much better athletes than most of the guys that were in the Four Horsemen. Sorry to say, you know, sorry to tell that to some of the fantastic athletes that were in the Four Horsemen over the years, like Benoit, Malenko, Wyndham, and stuff, but they're in another league. So after they take out Taker, they take out the Wyatt family, and then the reign of the Balor Club, the Bullet Club, whatever it is that you want to call these guys, takes over. And the shows, SmackDown, Raw, they mean something again. There's merch sales. There's people excited. And then that leaves the door wide open, because Undertaker's only going to wrestle once a year. It leaves the door wide open for another face to come and try and fight these guys. That could be John Cena when he comes back. That could be Seth Rollins. It could be Roman Reigns. It could be Dean Ambrose. Hell, Dean Ambrose could even join the group. He'd be a perfect fit. Anything could happen. The suspense of disbelief would be there. It would be fantastic. It would be so much better than 46-year-old former badass Shane McMahon versus The Undertaker. It just doesn't make any sense.